You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
But we are joined now in the studio by a very exciting guest, Chardon Meredith. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Now, you are here to chat about your solo show, Waiting. How does it feel to be 1 week out, I guess, from staging it?
I feel pleasantly good about this season. Previous seasons, it's kind of been like a race to keep on developing it, or like keep on writing for it, or my wife and I just to keep on tinkering at it. But yeah, I feel really good about this season.
So it's not the first time that this show has been staged. We were just talking off here that it's maybe in its seventh year.
Yeah, so it's in its sixth year, yeah.
Before we get into the sort of journey of the show and how it's evolved to you, what is Waiting? What is it about?
Waiting is a solo performance by me. It's written by me and directed by my wife, Amelia Reed Meredith, and it's a letter to my son. And it uses beat poetry and movement to run through it.
Wow.
To take us on a journey, yeah.
What's it been like collaborating with your partner on this, someone that I'm sure is possibly the closest person in the world to you? How do you find doing something creative in a family environment?
So Amelia and I met at drama school at Toi Whakaari, it's been a journey, but now we've got it down pat, and
yeah,
it seems to be evolving all the time, and it's good for our relationship as well. We seem to not fight as much.
You can leave it all on the stage.
Yeah, leave it all on the stage. Put it there. As long as I do the work and learn my lines and, you know, give offers, then yeah, she's happy. So
a letter to your son.
Yep.
What, gosh, I mean, that's such a beautiful and big and sort of all-encompassing topic. Where do you even begin when you're starting this piece? Let's go right back to when you first had the idea for it.
Yeah.
What was that kickoff point?
So 2017, we had moved down to Nelson to nurse my mother-in-law, Robin Reed. She had terminal bowel cancer at the time, and Nelson is an interesting place because it's pretty trade and farm industry heavy. So just trying to find little pockets of artistry or creative environments, and we came across Laura, who was running Nelson Fringe at the time, and she said, "You need to put a show on," and I was like, "Okay."
All right.
And Amelia wasn't so keen at the time. She was just like, well, you know, she's dealing with her mum. And I think we were 2 weeks out, and I said to her, I really need some help. And mm-hmm. I had a whole bunch of my poetry that I was writing, not for public consumption. It was just for me to cathartically use. And she said, "Let's put this on the table. Let's have a look." And then she put the premise of writing a letter to my son.
Wow.
So that kind of tied it all up, and it made sense to run my story through that, and that he would take lessons from it. And he was 2 at the time.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the choice to use beat poetry, because I don't know that much about beat poetry. When I hear it, I think of 1950s dark club, like coffee club in New York. Yeah. What's your relationship with beat poetry?
So this is, I take my hat off to beat poets and poets in general. Like, it's such an amazing art form. I'm an actor first and foremost, mm-hmm. so I stumbled across beat poetry. It just seemed to be the term that reviewers were using when they came to see the show.
Right. And,
I think because of the poetical nature of the show, it seems to follow a certain rhythm, which my wife is constantly trying to break with me as an actor, which is great because I don't necessarily want to use the form.
Yeah.
And it seems to be that way. I think beat poetry to me is being able to tell a certain issue or problem to solve through a rhythm. And I think that's what Waiting is.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, how... A solo show to me is quite, I personally would find it quite daunting.